You're listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland, an international faith-based show comprising music, news and interviews from all over the world.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch, and on this our 10th In the Name of God show series, we again have a variety of music from Scotland, Ireland, England, Northern Ireland and France. Unfortunately, the interview with author Roger Mitchell from England, which we had planned for this slot, has gone irretrievably missing. So, we thought that instead we'd treat you to a wee bit of the original live FM show from way back in 1993, when the troubles in Northern Ireland were showing no sign of coming to an end. We've even left in a little sample of the UK network news from the end of that show, which will give you the authentic flavour of that period. Now, let's go back in time to June 1993.
In the name of God, it's Raymond McCulloch, lovely fellow, lovely wee fella, on 96.7 CCR.
Good evening, you're listening to Raymond McCulloch, and this is In the Name of God. What have we got for you tonight? Well, that was The Electrics and 2,000 Years. Old Sammy Horner once again. What else do we have? Well, I have two very serious looking at the moment gentlemen. Well, it's starting to smell. I have Father Jerry Reynolds from Clonard Monastery in the Falls Road. And I have Dr. William Rutherford, who belongs to Fitzroy Presbyterian. And they're going to tell us how their two churches have been working together, a little bit about themselves, and one or two things that they've got up to in the past. Them with a lot of stories to tell, I'm sure. So we're going to enjoy listening to that. Coming up now, we have a track from Enya. This is off the Shepherd Moon's album. It's a beautiful, beautiful quiet song. So I hope you enjoy this. This is called How Can I Keep From Singing?
My life goes on in air.
beautiful piece of music that is. That's Enya, and it's called How Can I Keep From Singing.
Hello, I'm Moya Brennan from Canada, and you're listening to In the Name of God on Classic Tracks from Seals.
Listen, I've got my spade with me tonight. And as usual, it has the label on it. It says, no, it doesn't say agricultural implement. It says, of course, spade. And we're going to call a spade here tonight. With me in the studio, I have two gentlemen. Mr. William Rutherford. Hello, William.
Hello.
Dr. William Rutherford, no less.
I answer to anything.
And Father Jerry Reynolds.
Hello.
And he answers to Jerry.
Yes, anything.
William, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I worked in a mission hospital in India for 20 years.
Right.
And when I came back, I found that it wasn't easy to move from mission hospitals in India to hospitals here.
Right.
And the only place I could get in was the casualty department, which was a very looked down upon area at that time.
Which hospital?
In the Royal Victoria.
The Royal Victoria.
Yeah.
And how long were you there? How many years?
I started in 1967. And of course, in 1968 and 69, the trouble started, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, instead of being the dead end, it became the high-profile area.
Quite a lively spot, really.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
So you've retired from that now?
Yes, I retired in 86.
86, so 19 years, almost 20 years.
That's right.
I believe you've been on television and radio before talking about your experience. Unfortunately, Northern Ireland, living here, gives us experience that other people don't get, both in forensic science and in the casualty of the Royal?
Well, there are plenty of places in the world now that have, and in many ways, compared with many others, ours is relatively small.
Yes, well, certainly compared with Bosnia, we had some people here on the second program about 2 months ago, just back from Slovenia, from two Bosnian Muslim refugee camps, and I don't think they'll be the same ever, you know, after playing to those people, especially when they threw the sweets to them. The kids went berserk. Father Jerry, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a Limerick man now in my nearly 10 years in Belfast.
Right.
And I've got to love the place, which is strange maybe that a person could...
That's not a bad place really, sure it's not.
I think the people are great, marvellously warm people who are always, you know, they relate very much, very directly to you. People with a great sense of humour, quick-witted.
Oh, aye, definitely.
Direct, no humbug about them. And
not too many airs and graces.
I like them on all sides, not just the falls with a shankle too. And
right.
It's been a very, very enriching time for me just to be up here and meet people from, you know, a wholly different Ireland than the one I was reared in Limerick, and maybe worked in Galway and Dublin.
Well, Limerick has its problems too.
It's a great place, really.
I love it. Yeah. Plenty of swans on the river, aren't there?
That's right.
What was your first impression when you came up to Belfast, when you moved here 10 years ago? Had you been here before that? Or?
I never lived in Belfast. When I came up in 83, well, I came up very conscious of all the trouble and the violence and the divisions there. I was glad to be assigned, and I've always felt very deeply, you know, that the divisions are wrong. Deeply wrong, sinful, the divisions in the church, the way in which we haven't any political accommodation here of the two different traditions.
Yes.
So I've always tried, ever since I've come, you know, to face that question and to face it with the Word of God,
right,
which is saying we're all called to be family,
mm-hmm.
called to belong to one another in one community of faith. At least the church is called to be, whatever our tradition, Catholic or Protestant, to be one family, one body, and work together, you know, for people, to make the place more human, more just, all that. So I've been in that game for 10 years now, and
10 years.
Maybe not an awful lot to show, but I'm still there.
Still got a wee trace of the Limerick accent.
Yeah.
We're going to come back to you, Jerry and William, in just a few minutes, after we play a track from Rodney Corner and Jean-Pierre Rudolph. And this is called Gift, an old John Pack song, if anybody remembers Parchment. Mm-hmm.
I knocked on your door just to see if you needed some hope. I was so sad when you only peeped out of your window. So I waited around, standing outside in the cold. To my dismay, the door of your heart remained closed. And I'm giving away gifts and you don't need no money to pay. Take what you want, if it's no good, throw it away. Don't miss out the chance of something entirely free. Open your door, step out, come over to me. Several years later, I happened to pass by your door. And I noticed you'd added some more bolts to make it secure. The bell wasn't working, the knocker was nailed to the wall. So I knocked with my hand, but you disregarded my call. You're lucky, my friend, I don't usually call a third time. But I noticed your door was replaced by a gate made of iron. And I hope you'll be happy, chained to the walls of your cell. I weep for you, child, you're much too early for hell. And I'm giving away gifts and you don't need no money to pay. Take what you want, cause it's life, don't throw it away. Don't miss out the chance of something entirely free. Open your door, step out, come over to me.
And that was Rodney Corner and Jean-Pierre Rudolph, and that was Gift. And we're going to go back and talk to William and Jerry. Go back to Jerry. A certain gentleman was in here about 3 weeks ago in the studio next door. He brought a couple of friends down from Dublin. Paddy Hamilton, do you know the man?
Yes, I know Paddy. Yes, very well. Lots of admiration for Paddy.
Yes, he's a man who says it like it is and doesn't always go down too well in some of our churches. In fact, they told me when he was in that he'd been thrown out of a Pentecostal church actually recently for speaking out against the Orange Order. And apparently when he's spoken in the prison saying the same things, the guys have nodded in agreement. And my reply to him was, there must be more demons in our churches than there are in the prisons. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I often heard him say there are more prisoners outside than inside. That people are imprisoned, you know, within their own way of looking at things, within the narrowness of their own cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Paddy has a great sense of the body of Christ, that we're all one family in the faith, and he's focused in the right direction.
For an ex-UVF man, he spends a lot of his time in the south of Ireland, doesn't he, in Dublin?
Who has come, to have a deep sense of a mission from God and works at it with all his heart. I have great admiration for Paddy. And a very affable man can directly relate to
anybody.
Anybody.
Uppity or pretty down.
Yeah, he's himself. That's what I like about Paddy Hamilton.
He calls a spade as well.
Yeah, he used to work a bit with Liam McCluskey early on.
He's ex-Republican.
He was a Republican, INLA, a hunger striker.
Right.
But I haven't met Paddy now for a long time. I would like to meet him again.
I believe Paddy took you for a little journey one day. I'm not sure how many years ago it was now. Somewhere you hadn't been before. Not too far from where...
Well, I think we went over to the Shankill Road Mission, the Presbyterian Church together.
Right.
On the Shankill Road. Those were in the early days.
This was the first time that you'd crossed the line, from the peace line, from the falls to the Shankill as a Catholic priest?
Yes, but I've been over many, many times now.
Oh, I know you have.
I was...
what was your first thoughts about going there with Paddy?
Well, I would have been afraid, but as anybody would, living on our side of the wall.
Did he take you to a pool hall or something?
It was a pool hall in the Shankill Road Mission.
They took you for a Methodist, no Catholic priest would dare to come up with Shankill.
Well, they didn't know who I was, but I suppose that it was an introduction. But now I would go and people would know me. And ever since, I met an old lady called Dorothy on the Shankill, to whom I said that I was nervous and afraid over there. And she told me, listen, son, she said, you put your trust in God and he'll take care of you wherever you go. And I look back on the day that she said that to me as the day that I was freed from any kind of fear of the people. Anywhere, I would go anywhere in Belfast now without fear, just a deep sense that...
Well, people say the same thing to me. Do you not worry about going to West Belfast and stuff? And I say to my wife, do you not worry about him? Yeah. I say, why should I worry?
Yeah,
I speak the same accent as everybody else.
That's right. I think the fear is in the...
It's in your mind.
It's in the mind. And if you see people, everybody, as brother, sister, if you see them as friend... Mm-hmm. I mean, and ultimately, the capacity, the potential to be friend is in everybody.
But we've got to take that step, really, like you did, by going through the hole in the wall, the hole in the peace line.
It's something, I mean...
Overcome the fear.
You've overcome the fear.
And then it disappears.
It's a vision of who people are. It's coming to see the truth about others. I think that's what takes away the fear.
I remember the first time I went up the Woodstock Road. I was brought up in Lisburn, and I'd never been there before, but I thought I was going up a tunnel, you know, like a rat hole. Mm. I was petrified. We're going to play a track from Phil and John's album. This track from Carnival of Clowns is called Redemption Song.
Thank you.
That was Redemption Song from Phil and John. We're back here with William and Jerry. William, back to yourself. Tell us about, their two churches have been under the Reverend Ken Newell, who's not able to be with us. He's recovering well, I believe.
That's right,
from a
yeah.
bit of a stomach complaint. Under too much stress, I think, isn't that what's...
That's right,
I'm trying
yeah.
to do too much, like all of us. Your two churches have been working together. That's Fitzroy Presbyterian, in case anybody forgot what we said earlier. You belong to Fitzroy Presbyterian, and Father Jerry is from Clonard Monastery, and the two congregations have been working together for about, 11 years?
That's right.
How did that start? Were you there at the start?
I was, yes. I think it really came out of Bible study groups that an old Father McCarthy had started.
Mm-hmm.
And then... It also came out of a friendship between our minister, Ken Newell, and Jerry here. And we started talking to each other.
I've heard him called Ken Renewal. Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Well, somebody told me that recently. I never heard that. Jerry, from your point of view, when did you get involved in this?
I think it was shortly after coming to Belfast that Ken rang me up one day and came over to Clonard, and we talked about it. He had already had some contacts when Father McCarthy was alive. So what happened was we began a group, really, from Clonard, about 25 people or so, began to meet regularly with people from Fitzroy, and we did some Bible study programs, and
mm-hmm.
we took up issues, justice issues. We've done weekend retreats away together, that sort of thing. We've been involved in services in each other's churches. Ken has preached in Clonard, I've preached in Fitzroy.
Ken's had a bit of stick for this. He's had protesters outside the church and so forth. Maybe that's added to the stress, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a good while ago. I've had no problem, really.
Nobody's bothered over your side of the...
No, I think never anybody would really protest mm-hmm. about it. I think people are more and more... The other night, Carol McRoberts spoke at... she's a Presbyterian deaconess
mm-hmm.
at the final session of the Novena. And I've never heard such an ovation in Clonard Church, spontaneous...
For a Presbyterian?
And prolonged. It was marvellous, really. There was something being said, really,
mm-hmm.
you might say, out of the belly of the church
yes.
by the welcome. So something is growing, I think.
It's pretty unusual what you're doing, though.
Yeah,
the
it's an exploration.
Yes.
I mean, I think the people from Fitzroy are really exploring, you know, the Catholic tradition through their friendship with us.
And are you learning from each other?
Our people, I would say immensely. Our people are exploring the Presbyterian tradition through the
mm-hmm.
friendship with William and others.
Yeah. There's something to offer each other, would you say, William?
Yes, I think the interesting thing is that instead of avoiding the hard issues, we go for all the... If it doesn't make you feel embarrassed, it's not worth talking about. And so we've had discrimination, and we've had justice issues, and we've been involved with going to an appeal case and going down and visiting people in the maze and things like that.
Okay, thanks very much, Father Jerry and William Rutherford, for coming in. Well, I'll have to have you in again, because it's very interesting what you've been saying. We'll just go out to the news in a second.
Conservative Party's been hit by new allegations about who pays for its election campaigns. A soldier's been shot dead while on patrol in Northern Ireland. He was hit by a sniper near the village of Newton Hamilton in South Armagh. Meanwhile, police believe loyalist terrorists threw the grenade which injured 20 marchers in a Protestant parade. It was thrown as demonstrators clashed with police who turned them away from a Republican area of West Belfast.
News from way back in 1993, in case you've just tuned in. And now we return to the present again. You've been listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, go to the partner page under radio on the Kingdom Come Trust website. That's www.kingdomcome.org.uk. You can make a monthly contribution or a one-off gift there. Join us again next week for more music, news, and abortion holocaust, an interview with two ladies, a white Canadian and a native Cree woman, who both had abortions and are on a journey to Europe to tell their story. Slán agus banna tia. Bye and God bless.